Hi, this is a dictation for patient Vicky Foster, V-I-C-K-Y-F-O-S-T-E-R. The date of service is 3/17/2023, date of birth 11/19/68, date of accident is 12/7/2022. Ms. Vicky Foster is a victim of an automobile accident where she was hit from a car behind her at more than 100 miles an hour. And she hit into a truck. There were 5 to 6 cars that were stalled near M14. And this car which hit them was at a very high speed, almost 100 miles an hour. The impact caused her severe headache along with dizziness and nightmares. And she was scared, as well as pain symptoms. Pain started in the neck, mid-back, lower back, the left shoulder, both knees. And now she's here for a follow-up evaluation. She has been undergoing physical therapy at this time, 3 times per week. The pains are reported to be as follows. In the neck, it is around 4 to 5, and the lower back is around 7 to 8. Pain in both the shoulders is around 4, and she can move up to 130 to 140 degrees of abduction. Pain in both knees is around 7, and she is able to walk reasonably well. She is undergoing therapy with focus rehab, and she is stabilized on Tylenol with codeine for pain. It relieves most of the pain. She does report 60% improvement in her pain symptom, and pain level is around 7 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. While ADLs are affected as follows, the relationship with other people and work, walking ability, mood, and general activity are affected 7, and enjoyment of life is affected 6. In the system review, patient reports the following. She is suffering from headaches that are around 6 to 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, associated with dizziness and vertigo. The headaches are on the front, back, and both temples, and sensitive to the noise. No associated vision disturbance or double vision or ear ringing or buzzing of the ear, blackouts, weakness, seizures. None of them. No balance loss, no equilibrium problem. There is no lack of focus, lack of concentration, or confusion, disorientation. Further, patient denies any loss of memory. The patient has moderate difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, anxiety, and panic. In the pain and numbness, patient reports stiffness of the lower back, neck, and the right shoulder, as well as pain in the lower back, and pain in both knees. With slight difficulty walking, she is able to walk without a cane. And in the GI, there is a nausea, but there is no vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, cancer, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is a chest pain, but denies any asthma, trouble breathing, coughing, shortness of breath. And last 30 patient reports that the pain is worsened. However, there are no new changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine, and substance abuse man is reported. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant with the pain medication regimen. The physical examination will be as follows. This is the same from previous visit. The vital signs are blood pressure 128 over 90, pulse is 88, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam is same from previous visit of 131-2023. Dictation number is 0306-003. Plans. Okay, patient reports 60% improvement with the medications and the therapy. So we'll continue all that. And patient was advised neuropsych evaluation that she forgot on the last visit. It has been redone again. She is provided with the following medication, which are Furoset, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches, Tylenol, codeine, number 3, 1 tablet PRN today in a day, gabapentin 600 milligram twice a day, the Lidopro ointment PRN, and Mobic 50 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory effect, and cyclobenzaprine for muscle relaxation. Once the reports are available from neuropsych, further MRIs will be ordered. At this time, patient has not been ordered any MRIs. End of dictation. Thank you so much.